Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Is everybody just cool and fuckable these days?
Yeah. Also, can you be my dad?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'd like to just say a frog is the same thing as an amphibian.
A frog is an amphibian?
Just choose a lane.
A frog is an amphibian.
These scientists are all the fuck over the place.
Are salamanders real?
I don't think so. Also, let me say this.
Are nematodes only in SpongeBob?
What the hell did you say to me?
A nematode.
Nematode. Nematode. That's a real thing?
Nematode.
Is a nematode a real thing?
So wait, what happened earlier on? Princess licked a toad and it became a prince?
Can correct. You imagine?
What?
You'd be like, hey, lick this. Be a hot whore. No.
Yeah, you gotta be on some ketamine to be like, that frog might make me act up.
Also, I didn't think about this till right this very moment. There are some frogs that you lick and you have like an acid sort of like response.
Yeah, the poisonous ones.
So is that what the whole thing was? Kiss the frog? Maybe it was thing was a hallucination.
But also, how do these motherfuckers go down on their girl without tripping balls? Maybe that's what it is.
Exactly.
Like, you ever eat some fucking tree frog cooter?
Oh, shit.
Some tree frog cooter?
I would, dude.
He's trying to explain it to his friends. He's like, I was down there, man. This shit tasted like raspberry Skittles. So like, they don't even make that like they do now.
And all of a sudden, she turned into a badger. Because you'd be...
Are badgers only school mascots, or are they really out here?
I think they're real things.
They're really out here.
Yeah, I think they're actually pretty scary in real life, too.
Badgers?
You know what's a scary thing? A mongoose.
Mongoose.
Oh, yeah. Mongooses like fight lions. I just made that up, but I feel like they're like pretty like they're small, but they like fuck things up.
Mongoose?
A mongoose. The speed of a mongoose.
Cool. Yeah, badger.
That's a badger.
Yeah. Whoa, dude.
Badgers are intimidating.
Yeah.
It looks like a yappy dog mixed with a gorilla.
Look at those teeth, bro.
What do you do if you're a dog owner and your dog just pops off of everybody that walks by? Is that Greta?
It's pretty well, Greta's actually getting better.
Yeah.
The trainer's really helping. Mm-hmm. You know what this looks like to me? A skunk on D-ball.
Yeah, it does look...
Just a yacked up fucking skunk.
You know what scares me is kimono dragons. Those motherfuckers got biceps for no reason.
It's not a dragon. Dragons real?
We're just questioning everything. Bro, look at that third picture on the right. He got biceps for no fucking reason.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just rocked up.
Yeah,
no
you
reason.
See these things in nature documentaries and you're like, that's a fucking...
Well, you see these
dinosaur.
In nature documentaries and you're like, what gets this... What makes this guy happy? Like,
I'll tell you, look at that tongue. Look at an ass.
He, like, looks
at,
there you go. But do you think he like sees the sun goes down? And he's like, oh, it's a beautiful day. Or animals like that always just like kill, 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 kill.
I think little animals walk around, kill, 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 fuck, fuck, fuck.
And they smell with their tongue.
Ooh. Do they?
A lot of them. That's why snakes always stick their tongue out. They smell with their tongue.
But what about their eyes?
What?
Use your eyes, you idiot.
Nose?
Oh, smell. I'm so stupid.
Are you on something right now, bro?
I wish I was. Hold on.
But you smell with your tongue, which makes sense because you taste with your tongue, but it's like their nose is just a prop. It's like, you know how girls have pockets in their jeans, but they don't have pockets in their jeans?
I hate that. Can you hold my phone?
But I will say the jeans with the there's no pockets on the back.
Yeah.
They're always blue. They're always like the blue jean ones.
Yeah.
They're sometimes like a bell bottom. I don't know what it is. When you take away the pocket, there's another pocket that shows up a little more. You got ass cheeks.
They do. No pocket jeans, I will say.
It's, ass.
Well, there's nothing, the pocket's not sort of in the way. So it's really
molding. I know, but it's
molding.
Like, it, somehow, it's like pockets should make it look like you have more ass. It's
you
adding.
Have, you ever have a pocket trick you?
Huh?
When she has a phone back there, and you're like, yo, she's caked out. And then she takes her phone out, and you're like, that's just a Galaxy.
Yeah, but like, what kind of phone has she got back
there?
That's
what I'm saying, the Samsung Galaxy.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, you're like, wow.
Did you have girls in your high school, like, stuff their bra? Like,
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, you take it off, and it just a bunch of Kleenexes comes off. You're like, this is perfect. This is for a cum rag.
Yeah, I was like, you idiots. Why would you believe in that? I used to just take a flashlight that my parents hid for, like, fire drills in my pants, but, you know.
Did you ever stuff your pants?
I thought about it, for sure.
I definitely tried it. I don't think I've ever actually worn it out.
Well, I would see the dudes in, like, the Macy's catalog, and they were, like, wearing their boxers. I'd be like, is that all natty? And then I would, like, pack my boxers when I was younger and be like, is this what it's supposed to look like?
I will say, though, you look at a lot of those Macy's catalogs with those guys. Now, as an adult, you're like, it's not even, you're not doing too much there.
Really?
Yeah.
They doing.
Really?
Two thoughts here.
Okay.
One, I was watching this show with the lady, Netflix show. It's called, like, Sex Life. Have you heard of it or seen it?
Sex, I think it's an HBO show, but yes. I know what you mean. I haven't seen it.
It's on one of these horny streaming apps, but she's watching it and she goes, yeah, this show got me rocked, like, just fucking, oh, hot and bothered the other night. I masturbated to it and I was like, goddamn, put this shit on.
On now.
And then within, like, maybe 5 minutes of the first scene, they show this hot dude, good hair, has scruff, is Australian.
Yeah.
And they show his dick, no lie, it looked like a smart water bottle. It, like,
fuck.
Flaccid. Flaccid.
See, you can't watch the show anymore.
No.
Hey, like, baby, the show is done.
I was like, now I know why you like the show. Goodbye, pornhub.com/cum. I will be there.
This is a crazy question. To me, I understand like face, hair, jawline, scruff, body, but a dick is not aesthetically pleasing.
For you.
I think a lot of people.
For you.
You
should have seen how my girl acted up.
Oh no.
I ain't never seen a remote slip out of her hand so quick because it was slippery from the sweat.
You think she put it in there?
Dude, this shit literally, you ever had a Jersey Mike Subway or like a sub from there that's been wrapped up too long? It's all like wet and damp and watery.
Oh shit, I'm getting hard. Okay, yeah.
Oh, I'm hard. Why do you think I'm sitting like
all
this?
All right.
But it would, dude, he literally, like, it had to be CGI. This shit looked like it was
the left arm.
Are you
looking at it again?
I'm not looking at the actual dick, but I'm looking at a picture of the, was this like a shower scene?
Yeah.
So there's a picture of the shower scene, and then there's a bunch of comments on it where it's like people are saying, look, I gotta say, I grew up with him. I know this guy. I'm from the same town as him. It's not special effects. It's real. It's like the story is following around.
If people start bringing up hometown stories about how big your dick is, that's how you know you got a big dick.
Yeah. Dude, there was a good dude in my high school I was friends with. I already brought this up on the podcast. His name is Stretch. I mean, bruh, your name is Stretch. Like, he's packing. I was I can't even, same basketball team. I was like, I thank God we're not on the same team that we are. You know those weird high school things where like, oh, we're all going to shower together? First of all, don't do that. What are you doing? Everyone just showers together?
Dude, our coaches had a view of the men's shower. They had just a glass window that looked directly at the showers.
All right. Well.
Jail.
Everyone.
Jail.
Literally.
PE coaches. All of them jail. If PE coaches need to be put on a lie detector test daily. Have your nipples ever got hard watching your students run or do jumping jacks? Jail.
Can I say this? Why was there a window watching the showers?
Well, they were up above and they looked. It's on some like almost like a prison yard shit. They were up above.
That's what I'm imagining.
And they looked over the whole locker room, but in the back was straight shot of the showers.
So you're just seeing young ass.
I wouldn't see it.
I never. Did you ever shower?
No.
Never.
Dude, I would run the mile, be sweaty and stinky, and then I would just go sit in home ec.
Yeah, who the hell are these people with that much confidence just going up showering?
Nobody ever in PE did. It was only like football players.
Yeah, because I remember that being a thing that I was afraid of going into middle school,
I
was like, everyone's going to be showering in the locker rooms.
Yeah.
No one did it.
I'm pretty sure I brought board shorts to PE like the first day, being like, just in case.
Oh, yeah, there's no way. But what are these people with that much confidence? They're showering all together. Even if you're like a football player, like you just
probably
know.
Probably this dude. This, like, what else are they saying about? I mean, this, yeah, this is the guy. He's Australian. But we were talking about it later. I guess they show a shot of him and he has a tattoo, but in the shower scene, he doesn't have a tattoo.
Can I say this?
What?
Maybe I'm just not getting like a model shot right now. Doesn't do it for me.
Really?
Do you think this guy's got a free promo for fucking HBO or whatever?
Like, there's, dude, if you have articles written about how big your dick is, you're doing something right.
I'm gonna bring this up again. Kevin Bacon has a dick shot in one of these movies that I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
It is, it's like an armadillo.
But dude, the shot for this, it's just straight up dong. And there's a cinematographer who had to rack focus on a cock and be like, one more time. Your mark, you really missed your mark. And it's just flaccid and it's just hanging there. It looks like a sloth on a day off, just really just fucking letting it hang.
Bring it up. The fact that Google it's not it. On this screen yet literally is upsetting.
If you go to Twitter, he's probably on there. While you're Googling that, I have a question.
Why am I hard?
It's very fitting for this topic. Are gray sweatpants a push-up bra for your cock?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, the answer is yes. If you're okay, we've all wear gray sweatpants.
Why are you so nervous over there?
I'm just trying to gather all my thoughts. There's a lot of cock talk, and I'm just like trying to gather. Cock talk.
Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, what's this, episode 9000? You're like, whoa, a lot of cock on here.
So I the answer is yes.
Still nervous?
No, the answer is yes. I'm trying to formulate this thought without being like whatever. Have you after sex? Cock that's looks nice. Phenomenal.
Oh yeah,
but my body
is
never
same pump after you hit the gym and you're like walking to your car in the parking lot.
Yeah,
and you catch a glimpse in the reflection of your biceps and you're like, that's me. Somebody asked me with their shopping cart. I got you.
Yeah, you just pray that your ex-girlfriend walks by. Oh my god, Mike.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask this though. We're gonna get back to this gray sweatpants question. It just sparked my memory. When you're walking by a car and you're yacked up after the gym, do you look extra big? Is there something weird with the reflection of like a car window that you look? Okay.
I think because it's like on a tilt.
Yeah,
I
because
think it gives you an extra little.
I walk by and I go, I'm a superhero.
Yeah.
Like there's no way that I look like this to other people.
I walk by and I go, I'll fuck that Miata in the mouth.
100%. Yeah. Where's that Mini Coupe? I'll put my dick right in the tailpipe.
You guys want to see this guy's dick?
Thank God.
Just a sec. So
I've experienced gray sweatpants looking incredible after me post bang. Yep. But normally, I'm not going to lie, when I put a pair of gray sweatpants on, my first thought is, oh, these are what are supposed to look good on fucking dudes.
Right.
And I'm like, I look like a Ken doll. Yeah. Why don't I get a push-up bra for my cockiness?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Because if a girl puts on a push-up bra, she's like, oh shit.
It always looks
good.
The
girls are out to play.
Yeah.
But with the gray sweatpants, you know, you're like, is it an angle thing? Is it a filter?
Yeah, I
is it Cephea?
Sometimes I just try to, like, sometimes I'll do a little dance and try to, like, swung it up so it gives me some type of, like, effervescence in the dick. And it doesn't, like, if I'm not post-sex, I don't got bulge. Like, I'm not out here with bulge. You out here with bulge?
Clip it. Anyways, I think, but is it just gray or is it any light colors?
I think it might be light colors, but I think gray for the most part. I think dudes
gray
only
clothing
have
has
two.
Never really been popular, and then one dude found out his dick looked 14% bigger, and then they're like, run it.
I hate
T-shirt warehouse, run it.
I hate on TikTok when dudes are just swang, and slang, and they're pee-pee with gray sweatpants all over the goddamn place.
Oh, they know what they're doing.
They know exactly what they're doing. But I'm saying, I say fuck once on my TikTok, and like, cancel, delete.
Oh, right.
What the hell?
And the gray sweatpants are sitting in the closet like, god damn it, just let me live for a day.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space.
Anna-Bay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn. Speaking of massive dongs, Gabe?
Yeah, you guys want to see this guy's dick?
I have traumas about it.
All right, so I could only find this on a gay porn site called famousmales.com. Thank God. So it's not going to be the
Michael
video.
After this. You ever search your friends on Pornhub?
Huh?
You ever search your friends on Pornhub?
Search my friends.
A very close friend of mine is on Pornhub.
Well, now what I know we're going to talk about
very
next.
Very close friend of mine.
What if you just put... Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
All right, so this is a series of screen captures from the show.
Fuck yeah.
So here we go. It's just getting ready to get in the shower.
Towel next.
Well, first of all, the ad on the left, British and uncut. I'm fucking in, bro.
Dude, British and uncut.
The guy just slowly flossing his fucked up teeth. cut it. All right,
hold on.
Dude, no. This,
go
so,
slower,
no, no, no.
Dude.
So this guy's showering on the left. So it's the whole premise of the show.
Yeah.
All these shows that my girlfriend watches just make me terrified of my career. Because all the dudes that like get cheated on are guys who are like too busy at work or like working. And then the wife goes and fucks somebody else, right?
Yeah, don't bring this up. This is terrible for us.
And then I'm about to go into like a fucking 5-month tour. And I'm like, there's men out there with cocks and Australian accents. First of all, have you ever seen anybody in with an Australian accent in Los Angeles who's not hot?
No. I don't think they let them in. I think they go to
every
their stupid didgeridoo
Australian
fucking airport, and they go, hello, I would like to go to Australia.
Might be a little more UK than Australian.
Hey, I can't do it. Hello, I like to go fucking
every
America.
Time I hear an Australian accent, I turn and I go, let me guess, a hot person. And I turn around and my dick's out.
Yeah, dude.
Every hot person with an Australian accent lives in Los Angeles.
There is a bar. Is it New York? Yes, there's a bar in New York.
LA and New York, yep.
Same thing. In New York, that is owned by an Australian gentleman who is fucking bad. And only Australians go there. It's literally like it's just a bunch of walking gray sweatpants. It's just their hair is perfect all the time. No one in Australia balds.
No.
No.
There's
no hair out of place.
Or maybe they do. They just keep them there. I want to go to Australia because I can talk exactly like how I'm talking right now, and they'd be like, "Oh fuck, it's like a hot American."
Yeah, they're.
You think?
They're fine over there. They just think about it. They're not gonna bring some fucking gargoyle over here if you want to make it. You know what I mean?
You're like,
I'm a character actor.
I'm so horny I'd fuck anything. I'd go.
Let's go. Okay. First of all,
so this isn't the guy. This is another guy.
So this is the husband. So backstory: the husband is the guy with the short hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who's always working, and the wife is having like these fantasies of a relationship with a guy she used to date back in the city. That's big cock Australian guy. And she wrote it in her diary journal, but it's like online. It's like, bitch.
Hold on, like a blog?
But she writes it to herself in like a Microsoft Word. Be original. Write in a
book.
This
is just Sex in the City. Didn't Sex in the City write in a journal?
Is it Sex in the City or Sex and the City?
Is it
in?
I think Sex in the City. Do we know?
Vasectomy.
Dude.
So the husband... reads the journal and it's like, oh, my wife's been thinking about this guy that they used to have relationships 8 years ago. They both live in New York, hot people, New York.
There you go.
And so he like follows him to the gym to like, he's like building up courage to like confront him. And then he sees him at the gym and he sees the massive dong.
Yeah.
Gabe, roll the dick. So that's
slow.
But the husband's got... cakes. He's caked up.
That's what I'm saying. Look at this
guy. But he's got strong 5'3 energy. So.
Oh, really?
I mean, his head goes to the shower.
I mean, you don't know how big the shower is. It's talking about a short guy. I'm like, you don't know
I
how
mean,
big.
His eyes are at the fucking the conditioner. It's pretty. Dude, just wait.
He's caked up.
He's caked up.
All right, here we go.
But dude, just wait.
Oh my God.
The Australian guy, dude, it is honestly, I thought it was CGI. Because he has no ass.
His ass is awful.
So he has no ass. He's like one of the girls who has like massive titties, but not a lot of ass.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's how I'd be as a woman, preferably.
We know.
But so keep going.
Is it weird?
Dude, they turn and we're getting there. Keep going.
What? Stop.
Dude,
don't reveal it. No,
they punch in. They punch in.
Punch in?
They punch in.
You can't
punch. No, the next angle is punched in.
Dude, you don't have
macro cinema cameras.
No. You don't have enough megapixels to fit this fucking cock in.
Dude, go to the
What?
Zoom in.
In the absolute fuck is that? That's real. I gotta. It's okay. Here's the thing. When you look at that, you go, "What now? What do I do now? What do I go home to my girl and hey, do you enjoy this? She enjoys the NFL. I didn't want to fucking know, dude. I didn't want to know this existed. That's not even a fucking cock. Dude, that's a baby's arm. That's a baby's arm.
She's watching the show. She's like, "I masturbated too." I was like, "Fuck yeah, turn it on. Maybe we'll both get all aroused." Now I'm just insecure.
You have to be.
You ever give your dick a pep talk in bed? She's like, "Who are you talking to?" I was like, "Siri."
No,
dude.
Gabe, the fact that we're still not on it is crazy. Thank you.
If I was falling off the Empire State Building and I had one wish, I'd wish for a dick that I could just grab onto.
I'm going to be honest. That dick pays taxes.
Yeah.
Look at this thing.
Yeah.
He needs to order two Ubers. A vasectomy. The doctor would look at that and be like, "Can't. Can't."
And then to like try and make me feel better, she goes, "Well, he's probably a shower, not a grower." AKA, he gets hard and just elevates. But even that hard. Dude, I mean, come on.
That soft is as big as my leg.
You know how back in the day, used to throw their coat over a puddle for a girl to walk over? He could just throw his dick over any mud and be like, "Go ahead."
Do you think he's ever had an argument with a girl? In the history of his life. "You can't do it, baby." And just takes his cock out.
Dude, just steamboat of a dick.
That dick knows how to speak other languages. Babbel.com. Look at this fucking cock. He has more. Let me tell you something. There's more than two balls in there.
There's a residency in there. The chain smokers play there every Saturday. Dude, I mean, it's.
He's scaped up too. Manscaped.com.
He's got the V's too. So you know he's piping.
I mean, that the V's point down to his cocky.
So what happens is the husband sees that.
And starts sucking it? Yeah. That's what I would do.
Then Big Dong Daryl over here ends up just turning off the... he literally shows. And what's fucked up is the guy ends up knowing who the husband is. So I think this was a power move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so look at the way he turns. Yeah, he's here and then boom. Dude. You know?
I mean, dude,
he looks like a character you'd find drawn on like a random history book. Like page 67, some horny anime would draw this.
Look at that thing.
No, gray sweatpants don't even do justice for this. He is gray sweatpants.
Great. You think he can fit that in pants? First of all, let me tell you something.
He needs a gray sleeping bag.
He has a, what's those say?
Get it off the screen,
No,
Gabe.
Leave it. He has a fucking, he can't even use a goddamn condom. He has to use a fucking poncho.
What's
this guy's cock
name?
Is insane. The fact that you just took it off the fucking screen, dude.
What's his name?
Adam.
We need a new producer.
Adam Demos. Demos. D-E-M-O-S.
Demolition cock is what I would call him in high school.
Yeah, 1 million followers. Oh my,
how many followers does his cock has?
Okay, here's how horned up my head is. His Instagram bio says Gong Boy, but I literally just immediately thought it said Dong Boy. Because that would make sense.
Why is it Gong Boy?
I don't know. He's so big, every time he fucks, it sounds like a gong. Gong.
I'm going to say this.
Obviously, we can't show any of this, but dude, if you... So the show is called Sex Life, and it's on Netflix.
Just imagine this, guys. Do you know those like old school cans, those like trick cans where you'd open the can and that like kind of snake thing would pop out of the can?
Yeah.
Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's his cock.
Yeah.
Just imagine that. That's how big it is. I mean.
Just making sure my girlfriend doesn't follow him.
Hilarious.
Oh, wait, that was a show. Never mind. Hold on. We might.
Hilarious. I mean.
Mutuals. Thank God.
You know what's interesting? It's like I would.
What does DM him say? That real?
It is.
I mean, does he have a girlfriend? Oh, it's a girl from the show. Wait, are they dating?
Do you understand the difficulty? And now I'm just trying to make myself feel better, but do you understand the difficulty that he has to try to find like a girl that he likes and can take that? I mean, because there's not a lot of women that is a monster. That is a sea monster.
I know, but like... There's always room for leftovers.
No, there's not.
Wouldn't you be happy to have that? Then it'd be like, if only there was more.
There are women out there, and again, I'm just trying to make us feel better, that like it, that can't do, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that's not even like, oh, that's a big, oh, my boyfriend's
dude,
a big dude.
If that pops up out of the blanket in the middle of the night, I'd go, oh, there's two more weeks of winter. That bitch, he got a ground fucking hog.
Dude.
Title.
Groundhog.
Get him on the podcast, not him, just his cock.
Yeah. We need a bigger microphone.
Went back to pause on it.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think that was just punishment for the first time we were watching a movie and Emily Ratajkowski's tits came across.
Oh, Jesus.
I went to a restaurant in New York. Lucy Hale was there. You guys know her?
Yes, I do.
I know that name.
Hot lady.
Yes, I do.
Sitting in the front.
Yes, I do. Did I ever bring up the Lucy Hale story when I was on Punk'd?
She was on it?
Yeah.
As an actress or somebody getting punked?
She was an actress. She was hosting an episode.
Oh, wow.
Bad. Yeah. All her friends? Bad. Yeah. And we had some interactions, I will say. Yeah. Can't say it, but we got to save that for pay. Well, we'll do it on Patreon. I can't say it here. What is this?
Did you fuck?
Save it. Dude, there's politics involved in this that I can't.
Got it.
Anyways, back to the thing. Cockolist.
Yeah.
Would you trade your cock right now for that cock? No. I'm gonna be honest. I would not.
Yes.
Would not. That is a problem, dick. That's not like a 7-8 inch. That's like a that's like 14. Too much. Like, this is one that, like, it would be, it's like a, you know what it is? It's like a, you go to Six Flags and there's that crazy fucking roller coaster and you're like, I need that. And you ride it one time, it's like fun, but like you're a little nauseous and it's just, you can't ride that every day.
That's why she tells me, the girlfriend, she literally goes, you have husband dick.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest compliment.
It is a weird compliment, but it means.
You
see. I see it exactly.
Yeah.
Because to me, I'm trying to think of like, I mean, this is not gonna really resonate with you, but like it would be like me being like, oh cool, like big fucking like double D tits and a huge ass. Like it would be fun one time, but I don't wanna like snuggle with that watching Netflix.
Right. Well, it's like talking about having a Lamborghini. You have to take the Lamborghini to Ralph's.
Yeah.
You gotta go to Kroger and the fucking Rari.
Yeah, you ever pick up fabric from MJ Designs?
Let me take the Mercedes.
Hey,
much.
You're picking up pipe cleaners.
Yeah.
You need a fucking Rari?
Yeah. Makes sense.
Here's the thing. I think
you would
have to trade for that dick because no one with my current dick is ever going to Photoshop me into this picture. You know what I mean? The fact that some graphic designer, that he's got such a big dick that some graphic designer made this picture, that's pretty fucking cool.
It's cool for 15 minutes, but I'm saying like he has that for the rest of his life. He's got to walk. He's gonna have back problems in 11 months.
I think he's doing all right.
Do they do dick reduction surgeries?
You have to. He's gonna need to get it.
All right. Well, let me get his extra inches. He tosses off.
That's anyways, what I'm saying. How many inches would you take more? Two?
Huh?
I take two more.
Sure.
Give me two. Three might be too much. Give me three.
I just remember watching it and be like, that has to be CGI. Or I thought it was a different guy.
Somebody online said.
There was his hometown friend?
Yeah, I just saw a screenshot of a comment that was like, hey, because there was
in the yearbook next to him? Hey, come on.
Probably just like a small Australian town, stories get around.
You know what's crazy about an Australian accent is like,
you want to fuck him?
No, but I think the weirdest thing is like, if I adapt to surroundings really quickly, if I'm around a comedian who's Boston for a while, I start to talk like them.
Yeah.
Or you know, when we're doing the road a lot, we have a lot of same banter and dialogue. But people from Australia, they move here and they'll live here for like 47 years and they still got it. Do you think, at what point does it start to wear off?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It doesn't seem like it ever wears off for Australians.
My ex said it does because when she's around,
it fires up when you're around others.
It slowly fires up because when she's around like us, like it, she has the accent, so she's like, I'm Australian. Everyone's like, oh, cool. But when you're around an actual Australian, she says that people are like, you talk in American. Like you do lose it a little bit, and you're there for 2-3 weeks, and it kind of pick it back up.
Got it.
But we don't, I
so
can't tell because
like
I don't know.
It's like a watered down version to them, but for us, it's still like.
So, yeah, you still like sound like a fucking idiot didgeridoo. Hold on. Am I bitter? Yes.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Goddamn.
So they have done one penis reduction surgery.
Who was it? Check.
A guy who reported inability to penetrate his partner because his dick was the shape of football.
The shape of
shaped like an American football. It was almost 7 inches long and had a circumference of 10 inches when flaccid.
That's not a football. That's a chode.
Yeah, is there
if it's bigger than on the side than it is length?
Oh, should they have an X-ray of it here?
Yes,
an X-ray.
An X-ray. But I thought,
what does it look? Oh my god,
that's a sweet potato.
That literally looks like a fucking yam. Oh my god,
the people that get
it looks like a bat hanging upside down.
What the hell? That looks like a fucking cocoon. A butterfly's going to come out of that
suit. Yeah, I thought X-rays only showed bone.
Me too.
It looks like Squidward, right? His nose?
It does look like Squidward's nose.
It does look like Squidward.
Yeah.
So
it looks like an avocado. Look at
you know when you get hair transplants, they like take it off your back, your ass, and put it on your hair? Did they take it off the sides and put it on the top?
For a...
That.
Oh, like what do they do?
For Chody Boy Wonder, did they take off the girth?
And put it somewhere else? Yeah. I don't know.
That's terrible. That is awful. Because not only 7 inches, I'd kill you and give for to be 7 inches, but 7 inches and then 7 inches and then 10 how do you have enough blood in your body to handle that? Like, would every erection I just pass out?
Yeah.
How powerful is this guy's heart that he can pump enough blood into that?
That is his heart.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's what if they went down? There's something stuck in there from childhood, like a super sucker.
Oh. Man,
too much. Very after seeing these two dongs, I'm very happy with my average dong. Very happy.
It's so funny. It sounds like, and I think to go back to the car analogy, it's like, one, you always want what you don't have.
Yeah.
But I do think it is funny because the amount of times where like, because you can hear arguments on both sides where like every dad who has like a Hyundai is like, hey, I don't care about all these other cars. This will give me A to B and zero problems.
Good gas mileage.
It gets the whole family.
Fits everyone.
Bluetooth.
You see the trunk?
Yeah.
Fits everything.
Even my golf clubs can fit in there.
No problem.
You know? And I just feel like that's what it is when you have like normal, when you got normal dick, you like find, I don't know. It's just funny. You can make anything.
Yeah, you can justify anything.
Yeah, exactly. So it's funny because like the amount of times you've heard people being like, it's a Civic, but like, dude, you got to give these things a try sometimes. And the girls are like, cool. I need a Lamborghini Urus. On me now.
At what point were you like, this is just my dick and I gotta stop stressing?
At college?
Yeah, me too.
I think in high school I was still
Googling was freaking
how to
out.
Stretch this boy.
Me too.
Well, there's little pumpers online.
I almost ordered one on adamandeve.com. 100%. I know the
Do
fucking
those work?
I don't know, but I was gonna order one on page 17.
Do those work?
I think they do. I think they do
suction cups.
Yeah, it's just suction. But I think they do a little bit. But it's not. What's the word? It's not permanent. So you have to pump up your cockiness every time you fuck. So then
you're trying to get a better deal at like Verizon, so you pump it up.
Yeah. But yeah. Then
I want unlimited texting.
But then it's like too much.
Oh, this guy's big.
Dude, in college, that means I would have to pump my cock up and spray with numbing spray. I mean, just I'm going through a car wash. Yeah. Can you believe that, dude? Every single time I fucked?
You spray it?
I would spray it.
Every time?
Every time.
I lost my numbing spray. Skin, send me more.
I think I did too. Where'd I didn't. I never. Huh?
Where'd it go?
My girlfriend using another boyfriend?
What?
Yeah.
She has another boyfriend?
I think so.
Okay.
She actually, dude, she actually spends quite a bit of time with this dude who's like insane. I know.
Uh-oh.
Shut it down. No.
Anytime. I mean, that's just, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of times she's like, I'm going to a museum with blah, blah, blah.
A museum?
Then they went to a tea room.
Tea room?
Tea room? What is that?
Tea room.
Tits? Yeah. Yeah, tea room. But she always jokes around. She's like, Michael, I can't wait for you to meet him. He's like, he's so, he has a girlfriend, but he's like crazy effeminate, he says, or she says, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I feel like that's like a cover up.
Let me tell you something. She goes, yeah, I'm just going to have like a small dinner for my birthday. I'm going to invite my friend and then him. And I was like, oh, cool.
Were you there?
She was telling me this. I was in the car. And I was like, cool, your second. Oh, she said it, actually. She goes, yeah, I'm going to invite blah, 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 my second boyfriend. And I was driving. I said, what'd you say? She goes, what? I'm just talking. And I go, don't fucking joke around like that. What do you mean your second boyfriend? And she goes, Michael, I can't wait for you to meet him. She was like, I'm going to.
All this is like these rom-coms. And they're not even rom-com. There's no com. There's com.
Yeah.
Rom-com.
It's
romantic. They're not even romantic. They're drama. I was watching the show. I was like, all this show is just about people's lives just in shambles. Put on Jim Carrey. This is sad. He's a big cock. Are you going to leave me?
I know, but here's the thing, dude. What are you going to... You're going to really watch something where everything's fine and it's like literally how...
Personally, yeah. No. I pretend the world is not in shambles.
All right. No, you know, but I honestly, I kind of do too. On Twitter...
I just scroll TikTok, numbs me until 4 a.m. until my eyes are bleeding. I ain't got time to sleep.
Yeah, I can't.
Anyways, yeah. You're in the car. So what is this dude? What's our correlation besides Eskimo Bros?
Damn. I honestly don't know. I think they met through like friends of a friend, whatever. But this dude, like, they go to like, you know, museums. They go to like, you know, like classy things. And she keeps going. He just knows like so much. Like we're like walking by like flowers. And he just like knows the type of flower it is. And he just like tell me. And he's like fascinating. Blah, blah. And
all
I'm like.
All this shit seems like it's from this fucking show.
Oh, really?
Watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just like all those like little charms.
Yeah.
Like this guy, he was Australian. He's hot. He worked for like a record label. And he had photos with like Jay-Z. And he was like, and he had all these like Grammys. And it's just like, oh, of course he knows what the fuck a eucalyptus smells like.
Yeah, this dude like knows what like photosynthesis is and fucking uses like reads books and stuff. You know what I mean? He wears suits all the time. Don't wear suits all the time. He wears suits all the time. She says three-piece suits, not like casual suits, but
what does
three-piece
he do for work?
Suits. Fuck my girlfriend. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Have you seen photos of him?
You know what's interesting? Have you ever? Imagined what someone looks like and you have like a firm grasp what they look like in your brain.
Yeah, I think I know what this dude looks like.
But I don't know if it's firm in my brain because she showed me pictures of him or it's a dude I made up in my brain. Does that make sense?
No. You're on hallucinogenics.
I licked the
I'm
frog.
The guy.
No, but...
Wait, so who's fucking who? Who's on third?
No, but... Okay. Gabe was sort of on
Gabe
board.
Gabe, laugh
it.
Harder.
It's hot in
have
here, no?
I'm sweating.
Thank God.
No, all of our girlfriends are cheating on us. I gotta go to Jacksonville. All right.
Why are we gone so much? They're getting piped down by dudes with baby arms that knows what a eucalyptus is. And I'm sitting there being, she asked me questions and I'm like, man.
Have you seen photos of him?
So that's my point is.
You haven't made one point yet. You're like, I've seen photos, but also have an imagination.
No, I don't. I have a firm grasp of what he looks like in my brain. But I'm going to be honest. I do not remember if it's so crystal clear in my brain because I pictured what he might look like, or she showed me Instagram pictures.
Yeah, look up his Instagram.
I don't know his name.
She doesn't say his name.
I don't pay attention when she talks. That's my problem, maybe. No, she said his name a bunch. I honestly, here's the thing about girls. She has so many friends.
Okay.
Yeah, that she like, I'm hanging out with them. And I'm just like, I can't keep up. I cannot keep up. But
what is that? What is that just insecurities? Because I get that too. She'll be like, oh, I'm hanging out with my spin cycle coach. Him
can't
and his
that.
Wife are coming.
Can't do that. too in shape. What are you gonna cuck the situation? Tell me what you're doing. No, I honestly like. If we're being like off funny for a second, I really do like trust their relationship. I honestly have no problem with it. But it
right,
is
but what's
like
that initial. Like,
you know what it is? It's insecurity that he provides. What's the word? Not steadiness. That's the dumb version of what the word I'm. Not steadiness. Thank you. He provides stability because he's here all the time. And I am insecure about how not stable I am based on the fact that I'm gone so much.
Oh, and it's only weird because you're like gone.
I'm gone and he's like, he's there.
I'm in fucking Fort Worth and you're with blank.
And you're with blank and he works a 9-to-5 and like truthfully, like schedule wise, I don't think like he's the right dude for her, but like schedule wise, that would work better for her. Like his schedule will work better for your girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? They work 9-to-5 and they might get brunch and then they, like, so all of that would work. I don't think there's anything, I'm not like worried about it, but like there is that 10% of me that's like, fuck. I mean, it's like essentially, it's like he's the pseudo me when I'm gone. Cause she's like, I need to go to museums and I need to go to lectures and stuff.
Did I tell you guys what happened somewhat recently?
No. About, I mean, very vague, but no.
I found,
uh-oh.
Where was I coming back from?
It doesn't, no one, I don't know. I don't know calendars.
Comedy on the Road.
Yeah. We got to start saying that. We've been coming back from Comedy on the Road.
I was doing shows and I was unpacking my stuff. It's a Monday. She's at the office.
Uh-oh.
And I, for whatever reason,
yeah,
I go into the guest bathroom.
Okay.
Because I was like, you know what? Fuck, I'll switch it up. I'll pee in here. Better view.
Yeah.
And I see a,
uh-oh,
like a toiletry bag. And I look in the bag and there's Old Spice deodorant. A razor, and Axe body spray. I was losing my mind.
Oh, it's over.
But here's the thing.
I'm packing all her shit into a lawn and leaf bag, putting it on the front lawn, putting gasoline all over it, lighting it on fire. What are you doing? 4th of July, this bitch cheated on me.
Dude, I saw this in the middle of the day.
Uh-oh.
She was at work, and I was like, I'm not going to blow up her phone. I'm not going to make a big deal. I'm going to wait till she gets home so we can have a cool and collected conversation. Took a lot.
I'm gonna go to her office.
That's Therapy Trev, betterhelp.com, promo code is she cheating on me, Axe body spray 13.
Yes.
So because also, and here's also a weird part is like, I wanted to, because if you're texting with somebody,
yeah,
you got time to think. Mm-hmm. But if this is, and dude, I was on some, I had, and we talked about it, and you know, I'm but I had every range of emotion that went through me.
Yeah.
I was like, that's it. We're done. I also had the, man, fuck this. How's she going to do this to me? And then I was like, man, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I got hoes. And then, I'm yelling out the window. And people are like, this man's crazy. And the pigeon's like, man, shut up. Because what it was for me was the Axe body spray.
Where's the murder? Where's Axe the murder? Where's the murder feeling? Spray. No murder? I'm going to office.
No,
everyone's catching bullets.
Oh, no. No, for me, it's like, no, because instead of shooting up a school, I'm going to shoot up some punks. Hey, I'm busting newts in
you
the goots.
Can do both.
I don't think so. Well,
yeah.
But I just had every range of emotion in me. And then when she got home, it took so, like, the transition was so hard for me not to be like, hey, how was work? Who are you fucking? It was like, hey, how you doing? And then she, like, did something, and I was like, hey, can I ask you something?
Whoa, even the way you said that, I got chills. Go ahead.
I was like, hey, I was in the guest bathroom.
Oh, damn.
And because I wanted to, because, you know what I'm saying, with texting, you can feel like, you can space it out. What do I say? This and that. I wanted to feel it real. Cause then if I ask a question, it's like, you know, is this so cycle and the showers broke?
Yeah.
And then Roderick, and you're like, oh, Roderick, aka the name of every big dong dude out there. But she goes, and then immediately I say, oh, the guest bedroom, I saw a shower bag. And she goes, oh my God, I forgot to tell you that. And then she goes, yeah, you remember when my mom and her boyfriend stayed here 2 weekends ago? Yeah, I texted her a photo of this and I go, hey, is this so-and-so's? And she had the text immediately.
Oh, thank God.
And it was her mom's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And she had already texted the mom about it, asking like, hey, whose is this? And I was like, oh my God. Wow. What a relief.
Also,
I was almost more surprised. I was like, this man is like 52. Why the fuck is he using Axe body spray?
Can I say this? Next question. Did you fuck the dad?
But they both stayed in that room. The mom and the boyfriend.
Did you
Oh my God, man.
Oh man, relief though, bro.
It was what? Because I was trying to like get work done, but that was still in the back of my head.
There's no way you're doing work.
At one point I just laid down on the bed and just stared at the ceiling with my cat next to me and be like, it's just me and you, Pluto.
Yeah, that's depression.
It's just me and you. Mama's a whore. And she's not. She's a great lady.
She's not
but,
at all.
But we're talking about insecurities, and it's like I hate that my brain goes to that place because it's like I tell myself I trust her, and then these moments happen. But finding Axe body spray with a razor and Old Spice, I mean, at that point, I thought I would have found gauges and the keys to a fucking Subaru Outback or something, you know, or an Escalade on 22s.
Yeah, here's the funny thing. Her mom's boyfriend I've met once. He looks like he's doing great.
I mean, yeah, Stone Cold Fox.
I mean, dude, the first time I met him, because your new place, the sunlight through those windows is astronomical. So it was hitting his eyes as soon as I was like, I walked in, it was before I saw you guys. I didn't even know where you guys were. He was sitting on the couch, and I was like, am I in the wrong place?
Yeah.
Also, is this a porn? Also, I'm fine if it is.
Oh, yeah.
This guy's hot wearing a suit.
He's hot. He acts young.
Tall?
He like the second the menu gets there, he's like, I'm thinking dessert first. What do you guys think? And I'm like, is everybody just cool and fuckable these days?
Yeah. Also, can you be my dad?
Yeah. He goes, he's a first name basis guy. Like just a home run hitter. Just a crush.
So after all that,
yeah, she was
why the
him.
Fuck are you wearing Axe body spray?
I don't know.
You stone cold loser.
I mean, my guess is he has kids that are like, you know, 18 and like 20 or something. So I'm
hell
sure he
yeah.
was like leaving the house and just grabbed that. Or was at a convenience store and just grabbed it on the way out from 7-Eleven. Or it wasn't him at all. That whole text was photoshopped and she's banging a 22-year-old named Roderick.
I think that.
Goddamn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Goddamn.
But I'll tell you what, the emotions. Oh, because here's the thing. If I opened that shower bag and had Giorgio Armani, I'd be like, okay, more reasonable. Probably a club promoter, but more reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, so if you saw like nice stuff in there, like Hawthorne,
nice. Also, if it wasn't a straight razor blade and it was like clippers,
yeah.
Dads love a good pair of clippers.
It does.
Aftershave, just something to give an age to it. This, nothing about this was like, this is a gentleman's. All this was like,
see what you're saying.
I'm in town from San Diego State. Who's trying to get this fucking pipe Ola?
I see what you're saying. I play lacrosse. My cock gets hard.
Dude, I literally thought it was like, my brain was going everywhere. I was like, maybe one of her exes was in town.
Yeah.
And he just had a backpack with him because hot guys always only carry a backpack.
Yeah, because they always need to be transient because they're too hot to stay in one place.
With fucking luggage? No, they got backpack.
And that's it.
They got a MacBook back there.
Yep.
They got fucking half a bottle of freshly squeezed orange juice and then they got a bag of toiletries. And then just whatever clothes they want to fuck off of.
Everything is leather.
Yeah.
They got leather. They got one ring, and for some odd reason, they got an index finger ring, and it's fine.
Yeah.
And it's fine, and they always got a backpack because they got to be transient because you can't be hot in one place. And they don't
fuck
even...
and you move on.
And they don't have any money. They just walk into LAX. They go, I would like a ticket to Boston. And some United goes... You're hot.
I literally have a buddy exactly like this.
Yes.
I go, when's your flight home? He goes, I don't know yet. If you book a place to a big city, Los Angeles, Boston, New York, Chicago, and you go, oh, I don't know yet. You fuck.
Yeah.
Every time I booked a city, I'm like, oh, I'm out of here on Sunday.
I'm out of here on Sunday. Where's my hotel?
Because this dude stays until he nuts.
He doesn't have a hotel.
He doesn't have a job.
No job. You know what his job is?
Fucking. Yeah. Because for me, back when I was single, I'd be like, I'm leaving Sunday. If I get any Friday or Saturday night, hooray, confetti, confetti, bop, 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 I'm coming. But for this guy, it's like, oh, I ain't leaving until the nut is a squeezing.
But it's not even I ain't leaving. He knows it's happening. All he got to do is just get himself into a bar or a club.
Dude, these types of guys that I think we're thinking about on the same page here is like, they find these like 2 week loves and then they just dip. And then these women forever think about that one like fling they had with a guy from like, you know, somewhere in the outskirts of like San Diego, like Encinitas. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, he's wearing a beanie.
Yeah, he was really good at longboarding.
He fucks with a beanie on.
Yeah.
All the time.
The long beanies too.
Yeah. Always thinks about the time where he was on top and he was fucking her so hard that as she came, the beanie kind of shimmied off.
Yeah.
And then the hair came out and it was all luscious and shit. And then she came all over his dick. Yeah. And then he made her a sandwich on a croissant.
And then he looked out the window. With Vegemite. He looked out the window and he said something like dumb but also philosophical. And he's like, birds are just, you know, gravity says you got to land, but birds say nah. And she's like, I don't know what that means, but
she
made me come four times in 13 minutes.
I think that's what it is. So women act like they don't get fucking cock whipped. They do.
Cock whipped?
Yeah.
Am I missing something here?
Well, yeah, you know, people get pussy whipped.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You know, people like do everything for fucking hot vagina. I'm talking about cock whipped, penis whipped. They do.
Yeah.
Coming out the bathroom, legs shaking.
Yeah, I will just say that was the biggest wild range of emotions I think I've ever felt. But the relief.
Yeah.
Because I had, when I asked that question, I got to ask you something. I had no idea where that was going to go.
No. Were you wearing a suit? Like you, it was like a trial?
I was probably wearing UGG slippers,
gray sweatpants. Cock out.
Opposite.
All right.
How long did you have before you?
About
she
six
came
hours.
That's too long.
It was like 12 to 6.
Yeah.
And I like wrote it out and then I like deleted it. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? She's at work. I don't want to cause any stress. I don't want to. But dude, it was. And we just moved in together.
Yes.
It's like, what are we? Who? How does rent work?
Be like, extra. I mean,
who gets the cat?
I mean, I'm moving in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're recording the podcast down there now.
Well, that's your dream.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and I'm glad we got to laugh about it later, but I do think that it's harder to be more secure about your thoughts when you are, because if I only was in Los Angeles and didn't travel, I'd be with her so much, I'd be like, yeah, there's no room for this.
There's no room.
But I think when you travel and you watch these movies, mm-hmm. my brain, just as an anxiety-ridden fucking boyhood of bar mitzvah a while ago, my brain just always goes to the worst place, and that's something I do want to work on. And because it's not even something about her, it's on me.
Yeah.
She's not giving clues that she's cheating, but it's like, you know, instead of seeing an axe spray, I could have seen Hubba Bubba on the ground and be like, well, what are you fucking, a circus clown?
Did you, I think the answer to this is yes, but have you, like, when you were younger, you know, up and coming in terms of dating, you had a few, like, run-ins with certain girls that probably...
They were just
fucked your trust up with just the female gender.
What do you mean? Just like they're only doing it for like attention or just to
no,
be
no,
like,
when you were like younger, like in your more like not transparent years, in the years that like kind of molded your foundation of like your interactions with women. I'm saying like in high school when you first started dating,
no.
Like
no.
You never had any.
No, because I this is the longest relationship I've had by a landslide. The longest I dated before this was like 3 months.
But I'm not even talking about dating. I'm talking about like trusting what a female is saying, just in terms of like feelings. Didn't you have like a prom thing or like?
I've had little things, but.
But I think it's more so
I hear like horror stories and I think that's going to happen to me.
But what I'm trying to figure out right now is why does your brain work like that? And I think there's little things in your like dating past that you might label as small that probably is influencing.
Well, for me, the biggest thing is the fear of what happens to others. You know, like I was so against getting a business manager for so long.
Yeah.
Because the only time you ever hear stories about business managers is like, it was like Dane Cook's brother stole like $20 million. Yeah, fucking, yeah. What's her name?
I mean, there's so many.
Massive singer, you know, I forget her name. Starts with an A. I don't fucking know.
Alicia Keys?
No.
Alanis Morissette?
Alanis Morissette. She had a business manager who took like fucking bags from her.
Yeah.
So it's like, from my head, it's not even a personal thing. It's like, I hear about it in the world. And that's why when you see movies like this and you hear stories like this and people write in about like, yeah, my husband is on trade shows, but I'm fucking somebody else. And, you know, that's what gets to me. It's the fact of knowing that things like that can happen. That's why my anxiety is at a 10. It's nothing the person that I'm with is currently doing.
Right.
It's just knowing that these things out there do happen to people.
Yeah.
So that's where my brain goes.
You know what's so funny is my brain literally goes, if I'm being like off funny again, my brain literally goes the opposite. Really? Unless you give me one inclination.
Sweating.
And then it is over. Like I'll trust everyone 1,000,000% until there's one moment and it is like done. There's no like, oh, we'll work on it. No.
Well, in terms of what?
In terms of like trust.
Like,
I'm trying to give like
because I feel like with our relationship, there's been so many times where college Trevor, aka piece of shit, aka just like douchebag frat guy, would have just jumped ship. One thing. That goes with what I don't believe, and I'm out.
Yeah.
But so many times this relationship, we would fight or something. But now the fights are short because I'm a genius and I go to therapy and I'm elite and I'm probably the smartest person in this room. But,
without a doubt, dude.
But now I can like look at it and be like, okay, what's realistic here? Why is this the thing? Is this, are we mad at each other? Or are we both mad at work and now we are in the room together and we butt heads and blah, blah, blah. So now I can find, but I'm just wondering like, like what's an example of something with trust? Because I think now everything that happens, we can work through it and like we'll talk through it. Unless it's something obvious where you're like, oh, there's a guy named Xander texting you at 3 a.m. and you're like, oh, that's my Verizon guy.
Is it?
What else is he raising?
Is it? Yeah. How's the Wi-Fi?
DirecTV, he's directly fucking you.
Yeah. Okay?
So don't, like obvious signs, yes. But there's never been anything, and she's great. So when she listens to this, please don't have your guns drawn at me. But I do think it is a little weirder just because you hear things out there, and then I always go to the worst place.
Yeah. But let me say, you said it's something you definitely want to work on, and you'll fucking figure it out for sure. Your therapist sounds incredible, by the way.
He's got an accent.
Does he?
Hot.
I heard that he's hot.
I don't even know where he's from, but he's got a good accent.
Doesn't even matter.
No.
No.
I think he's from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, motherfucker, sounds like a xylophone. Let's do it. Well, honestly, I had so much goddamn fun in this episode. This episode was all over the place.
Started off high and kind of just like
pissed it out. But I love the
best episodes.
Yeah. I love when there's like, a lot of
hot dude's dong for an hour.
You know what I forgot? We gotta do sock talk.
Sock talk time.
I forgot.
Shut it down.
Whoa.
Sock talk, cock talk. We already talked. Run it.
All right, cool. We got a submission here. This is from Andy.
I hate how wet these fucking cups get.
Yeah, it's crazy. They have to invent.
Double and still.
They have to invent something because this is stupid.
Yeah.
This is dumb. And then you put it down, fucks your table up.
Oh, my God, dude. Just a wet bitch. They need better ice than Starbucks. If Starbucks got Chick-fil-A ice, they'd be elite. They already are elite. What am I talking about?
What, Chick-fil-A?
Starbucks.
Starbucks is elite. You didn't talk about your Starbucks reserve story, whatever. We'll talk about it on Patreon.
Oh, God.
All right. This is a submission from Andy, and he says, in my junior year of high school, I broke my patella and tore my meniscus.
This motherfucker's just naming cities in Greece.
Yeah. It all looks like shit in the knee from my Googling. But anyway, so he was on crutches for 2 months, had to attend the Tucson Mariachi Conference on crutches. I looked like a fool hopping around on stage. And then I ended up laying pipe that weekend with one good leg.
Yeah, there is something about an injured man. I mean, it's like, it's not peacocking, but it is, you know, peacocking where it's like you stick out at the bar. It's like, there is something where, oh, there's a guy on crutches, watch out. Oh, goddamn, watch out.
It's that, and I think it's a combination of a little pity fuck. Not that he doesn't do, not that he's not hot.
That's why I wear my Boy Scout uniform to bars.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't fit very well.
I think it probably fits perfect.
My penis has stayed the same size.
You know what's crazy? I just thought about a girl in a, like a woman in a Boy Scout outfit. Hot.
Clip it.
You have to. That's not hot to anyone? A Girl Scout uniform? Hey, you want Thin Mints? Yeah.
Yeah, but all like the achievement and like the little like patches are just like little red wagons, beach balls.
Yeah, we got to change those. Cum spot. Okay. You know what I mean? Highest achiever. Origami. What the hell we do? Oh, but I think women, I'm painting with a broad brush here, obviously, but I think women like to be like, oh, an injured man, I want to like help him.
Nurse him back to
health. Nurse him back to help.
Yeah. I did it. I put on, I had to find crutches when I was in like eighth grade because I sprained my foot. My doctor said, you don't need crutches. And yeah. I thought to myself how cool I would look on crutches and how much sympathy I would get from women. So I had to go like borrow them from a friend that had broken his leg, but it didn't do me any good.
It didn't work.
No,
there was always a girl in high school. She always played for the softball team. And this is just generically speaking, but there's always a girl on the softball team. Same girl. She was injured like all 4 years of high school, but she still played. She's like, are you injured? And she'd just wear it. And nobody loved complaining more about being late to class and people on crutches. Rightfully so, but them motherfuckers would make a scene coming into class.
Like
just clinking and banging shit on. Sorry, I had to come from hall C to hall B. And you're just like, we get it.
Veronica. And why do all the crutches sound like an old pirate ship? They're like, huh? Huh? Get new crutches. They're all fucking broken.
I mean, but to be fair, I would milk the shit out of that shit too.
I wouldn't go to school.
I'd be in Spanish class and be like, I broke everything.
Lo siento.
My brain hurts. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like there was always one person, and everybody can picture that person in high school, was like on crutches all 4 years. And then at graduation, they just walked fine. You're like, what? You were on crutches yesterday.
Yeah, I always wanted a cast. Never got one. Always wanted one. I want people to sign it.
Remember I like jammed my pinky in the door and it didn't break or anything. It probably just bruised. But I was like, I went to CVS and I got like pinky cast because I was like, people want to fuck me.
Did anyone sign it?
The pinky cast?
Yeah.
No.
There's nothing more sad in my brain than being in high school, breaking like a leg or an arm, and it's like nobody signed it.
Oh my God.
That is the saddest thing.
You
got to
fake a few.
I'm going.
Like Red Robin on it.
Oh, dude. I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Ruben Stuttered.
I'm going to go to like a fucking amusement park and just be like, someone.
Yeah.
Anyone. Help. I'll give you $5.
Yeah.
Sign it.
I'll be like, oh, so, yeah, hey, can you test? I'm just going to go to the bank and be like, hey, can you test if that pen works for this check? Just try it right here.
Yeah, just go to the Hallmark store. I'd like to try all these pens, please.
Yeah.
All of them. Write your number. That's like, gosh, a hot way to give someone your number. Help. You know what a hot sign in the cast with a number? Do you know what a hot way I just thought about to give a number? You know how, like, sometimes if we're, like, exchanging, like, clips on the airplane and we're just sort of like airdropping. You airdrop your number to somebody.
I think you can do that.
That's hot.
Airdrop some shit. Airdrop some notes.
Also, he said he fucked with one leg. That's impressive because you can't get a ton of leverage.
One and a half leg if you count that.
Cock.
Why is this podcast not number one on the Spotify charts?
I think it will be.
I don't know. I don't know, but this fucking podcast is a hater.
All right, guys, let's do a secret talk. This is an anonymous submission that
says, what's your address?
Fuck, that was my real one. I should edit that out. All right, here
Dox
we go.
Him.
This is an anonymous submission that says, I had sex with a girl in my college's planetarium after a Halloween party.
What's a planetarium?
You know those, they're almost like a movie theater, but you go in and you lay down and they show the stars on the ceiling.
That's a hot place.
Damn. Had sex with a girl in my college's planetarium after a Halloween party. I found out later that she had been dating one of my best friends for months before this. She had just dumped him the day before and I was her rebound.
See, this is why I have trust issues.
Yeah, but no, they already broke up, though. If you and your girl broke up, I mean, you wouldn't be mad.
I don't know what's happening. All I heard was exes and girlfriends and boyfriends and people fucking under the stars.
No. So he fucked this girl in the planetarium after a Halloween party, which is very specific, and I love it. I want him to be dressed like Dracula. She's dressed like Pikachu.
It's almost like Halloween didn't have much to play into it.
No.
What are they dressed up as?
It's a good question. I wish I knew.
But yeah, so he
banged a girl.
So he banged and found out the next day that
his homie dated her a while back.
Yes. No, they broke
recently.
Up.
But wouldn't you know?
If it's a homie.
Oh yeah, she dumped him the day before.
You would know. Oh, they're done.
But it sounded like he didn't know though.
He didn't.
You would know. If your homie
Yeah, but that is weird.
I think it's a loose homie, and it's probably this relationship's probably a loose. You would know.
He says one of my best friends.
Yeah, you would know the scent of your best friend on her breath. You're like, Kevin?
Yeah.
So that the only thing that this seems like that is that if he thought he was sleeping with his friend's girlfriend,
he knew what he was doing.
Damn.
That's why he wanted to be anonymous. It all makes sense now. I just want to know what their costume was.
I don't know if he knew or not. I mean, if it's your best friend, bro.
What if he didn't know it was her? What if she was in a costume with a mask on or something?
Oh, shit. Whoa. She was like a ghost. And he's like, you're my boo now. Okay, guys. I'm a committee genius. Right.
We just dropped to number two on Spotify. Gabe, what day is it? Where am I? Is my father okay?
He's probably giving chicken fingers to random people on the street.
Why was there always a motherfucker on Halloween who was like giving out hot dogs? Where's this gonna go? My pillowcase. And always do it being like, well, we're helping you out. I don't want a bacon wrapped hot dog. Yeah. Hank, I want a goddamn sweetest fish. Was that the episode?
Yeah, that's the episode.
All right. It's literally a lake of water from these Starbucks cups.
Lick it. All right, guys. This is 14 hours long. Guys, I say this every episode. I don't give a shit. Influencer talk, blah, blah, blah. But listen, go on iTunes and Spotify. Rate, subscribe, and review. It really helps us out. It really helps us get in front of new people. So please do that. Also, big announcement. We're doing for 8,000 patrons. We decided what our goal is going to be. And it's going to be, drumroll, bada, 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 bada. Gabe is going to get a tattoo of a Yaris.
Dude, we're gonna for 9K, we should do a tattoo of the Yaris being blown up.
Fuck yeah, shit. Dude.
Well, for 9K, Michael waxes his asshole. Hot take.
I think that one.
Okay. So
what if...
All right.
It's Michael getting his asshole waxed inside the Yaris that's getting blown up in a tattoo.
In a tattoo. Seems very detailed, but let's do it.
I know a guy.
So, 8,000. Gabe's going to get, once we reach 8,000 patrons, Gabe's going to get a tattoo of yours. Hilarious. And 9,000, I am going to get my asshole waxed. So, Patreon, let's get there, baby. Guys, thank you so much. Peace and love and all that stuff. Go get jerked off by a windpipe.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with washablesofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at washablesofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.